While the others listen, say the name of the person and those attributes, and then go to the next person, and I'll just be here, and when you've finished in your little groups, be quiet, and that way I'll know you're done. Okay? So turn groups of four or five. This is, you know, the place is full of introverts, I'm sorry. Groups of four or five. Shh, 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 shh. Don't get rowdy. Just do it. Don't leave anybody out. That wouldn't be nice. Thank you for making me wait. Now you've had a taste, just a taste, of what the church offers you through covenant groups and community outreach teams and classes for spiritual deepening. We teach it to our children. We expect it of ourselves. Poet Marge Piercy in This Is a Poem for You reminds us, remember that you were most beautiful not by twos, never in formless plenaries or mumbly caterpillar meetings, but in small, high, holy groups, shifting like starfish. The third of the three essential practices the church expects of us is leadership. It grows out of and is informed by the first two. Strengthened by personal practice, chastened and blessed by the lessons of intimate engagement, we become unable to remain complacent in the face of other people's pain. We become unable to stand back from our obligations to see and help preserve the beauty of the world. Broken open by compassion, we rise to the occasion. If the promise made to Mary when Gabriel gave her the good and terrifying news is to be kept, then we must be among the ones who help to keep it. In the dark, a child might ask, "What is the world?" just to hear his sister promise, "An unfinished wing of heaven," just to hear his brother say, "A house inside a house," but most of all, to hear his mother answer, "One more song, and then you go to sleep." Thank you for waiting, and may the darkness teach us how to pray. One more song now, and then you go to sleep. Amen. Begin with singing. Sing darkness cradled back into beginning when the caught tongue nodded blind. A star was broken into the centuries of the child. Go in peace. Be at peace. Work for peace. Amen.